Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm all over the place. You never know. That's where I found that guy, Ben Mala.
Yeah.
The guy that Oscar was emailing.
Oh, yeah. Actually, let me check if he wrote back.
Ben Mala. Oh, God. You know what? That'll be the fast yes. That'll be the fast. I don't know if I even want the fast yes, to be
Mike,
honest with you.
And Vino Veritas. But now you're saying you don't want him.
Well, I probably would feel both happiness and dread at the same time.
That looks amazing.
What is that? Can I have a bite?
Don't mess up your workout, man.
Oh,
that wasn't a bite.
What is it?
That was half of it.
Here. Oh, God.
That's about right. You didn't even give it back to him. You just put it in your mouth.
What is it?
Not. I gave most of it. Shut up, Oscar.
Yeah, foot up, offer.
Yeah, foot up.
I think a votive is a tiny candle, often called a tea light, that's used from lighting
small
stuff
candle.
From
bingo,
within.
Bango. Look at this blue blood.
Why did you say I was close?
Yeah, because he lied to
you. I was just egging you on.
Dick man.
Dick man.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
All right, well, it's the first day of school in Southwest Florida for my son. And, you know, summer's over, technically, and last night was back to some regular old routines that we had here. This time of year, by the way, in Southwest Florida, when a good chunk of the summer we'll say things to people from other places like, see, it's hot where you are, too. Or, hey, you get coming down here, it's a little cooler in the morning, isn't it? You know what it is right now? We have days of cloud cover. It was a morning of cloud cover, which was fine. But it's still in Donald Trump's crotch to be down here. It is balls hot.
I like that.
It's cool.
It's cool up here right now.
Is it?
You know I like to hit that little
What's
egg
cool
around.
For you? I think you're infirmed. It's hot outside.
When I got up this morning, it was like 60 degrees.
Coming in, it was 68. I was surprised.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's cool-ish.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Warm. I've been walking outside, walking in and out, going to the bank, coming back here, running errands.
You said you were sweating. Were you complaining about the heat and the other guys are saying it's cool?
I mean, I was just
August.
I was just hanging a TV. What were you guys doing?
I was not hanging a TV. Very busy not doing that.
I was bringing in a table that is yet to be constructed to the den, which is empty. It's where our studio used to
Mike,
be.
Mike, just to put a button on it, if you were in Washington, D.C. in the middle of the dead middle of August and it was 82 degrees, wouldn't you say that's cool for D.C.?
I'd say it's spectacular.
Yeah, it is. Nah. It's mostly sunny 82 degrees right now.
What do you mean that? Too hot for you?
I need a breeze. I need a breeze.
Oh, God, 82. I would kill for 82.
Love
82.
Yeah, but it's a moist 82.
I'll take it.
You know, normally on if I was a program director, I'd say, hey, talking about the weather. You guys can't think of anything better to talk about. But the way we talk about the weather is fun. We mentioned Donald Trump's crotch and balls hot.
And moistness. And all that. Moisture, I guess.
Yeah, it's the first day of school. I realize summer has passed me by, and there was nothing that I did that was particularly engaging.
But did it not seem like a fast summer?
Well, when you go to Disney,
yeah,
you immediately start that rock down the mountain, and it sucks. So my only trip was a land of garbage suckness and vomit.
Vomit.
Probably and it was the worst year, though, for you to go. Like, this is the revenge vacation, right?
Yeah, so, but he doesn't care now. I don't have to bring him again.
Yeah, it's
he
done.
Doesn't really
you pay
care.
Your quota.
Because he's dissatisfied.
Thanks, Dan O'Brien.
Well, he might want to go to one of the parks up there, but I don't think it's got to be Disney. And all I've read and all people share with me continuously is little emails about how horrible the experience is and people that were going for years and years and years and now they don't go anymore.
You know
and
why they don't go?
Thing.
They aged out, Mike. They aged out.
No,
the experience,
you don't age out of the theme park.
I'm with the mouse.
No, Mike,
you know
what you need to do?
The experience
sucks. You need to go to a nice Busch Gardens. Tampa.
I don't want to do that either. I am done. My wife will handle amusement park duty. I've been to my last amusement park. It makes me unhappy. It truly does.
They don't amuse you?
There are things that can be fun, but it's not worth the overwhelming crowd scenes that you have to deal with for what I describe as manufactured fun.
Mm. Okay. Mm.
Theme parks are designed for manufactured fun. You know what's fun? What you're going to do maybe this weekend, where you get in a tube and you go down the river and you do, you know what's fun? Going to, you know, the great outdoors and going fishing or playing a sport outside or going to a sporting event. That's fun. Manufactured fun, where you wait in line to have a fun experience, just not my cup of tea. I don't begrudge anybody for doing it. I say knock yourselves out. Have a fantastic time. Just not my thing. And okay. Now the
will you
summer
go,
is over.
If Carla arranges it, will you go? Or are
what?
You just to theme parks? Or are you just
no.
done?
No, out.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, never again. No, I don't have any interest whatsoever in that. And, you know, I think that you have a prior. I think 63, if you skewed the demographics for your modern theme park, 63 is the distinct minority.
And
I'm not going to be giving up anything.
And that's age, not IQ, right?
Well, you saw the people coming in. Well, no. I couldn't do that on the bonus show.
Yeah,
I could do that in a private conversation.
No, you must. Anywho. It was just a misunderstanding. That's
I have
all.
To text you guys. You're an ass, Rob.
No, I'm not.
Why don't you text us?
Yeah.
Why don't you text us?
See, because I just had a great weekend at an amusement park. I found it very amusing.
Oh. Well, yeah, well, it would be amusing for anyone if you're going with an executive of the amusement park.
It was very great.
And you spent the majority of your life like in a fat suit going to amusement parks. This is the first time you've gone skinny and you can actually ride every ride.
Yeah, he's thrilled and he loves amusement parks.
Yeah,
he likes it.
This he gets his full value.
Man never threw a
for
ball.
The dollar.
That's why he likes amusement parks. Manufactured fun.
I did throw a ball to try to knock down the milk bottles.
There it is.
See?
No pressure.
Yeah.
No little league.
How's the arm strength?
You know.
Yeah. Well, I was working as a youth, as you recall.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, hey, school. First day of school.
He's back.
Does he look downtrodden?
Mom got me a special.
What is it?
That looks amazing.
What is that? Can I have a bite?
I don't know. He's blowing it all over the place.
Don't mess up your workout, man.
Oh,
no, that wasn't a bite.
What
that
is
was,
it?
That was half
right,
of it.
Here. Oh, God.
That's about right.
It looks.
You didn't even give it back to him. You just put it in your mouth.
What is it?
Not, I gave most of it. Well, shut up, Oscar.
Yeah, fut up, offer.
Yeah, fut up.
Wow.
What Locker. Is it? It
in looks... the building, 10 minutes late. He lives in the building.
What is it? It looks like something he used to finish up the drywall. What is it?
What is it? Is it meringue or something mm-hmm. like that? Okay, I love you. Did you have a good day?
Amazing.
Oh, that's
yeah.
great.
I don't want to share
worth
that with
every
you.
Penny.
I want to go.
Yeah,
I
because
love it
was
hearing
it
that.
Was meringue
hey,
Tuesday
hey,
at the
what?
School.
Whatever, I didn't say anything.
Six nay on the Ivet, pray, please.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Please.
Yeah, Oscar.
God Almighty, what's wrong with you today? What is wrong with you today?
We got to invest.
What is wrong with
future.
You today?
Fut up, Oscar.
Fut up.
God. Oh, that tastes like ass.
Well, it looked like the meringue was way too hard.
You're going to need a tasty beverage.
Yeah, you are.
I don't like that. Speaking of beverages. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I want to get to a bunch of stuff at the front of the show today, okay? I want to talk about that tape that we had yesterday with the Orange Smash.
Yes, yeah. The lady.
Here's the brilliant thing about it. Not only, and I think it translates well, when I share a story about things on the show, mm-hmm. that's when something has really made me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that clip of the lady on the beach with the Orange Smash, do you have it archived at all or lying around anywhere?
I can
with
look.
The,
it might still be
if you
be
find
in there.
It. She might be floating around somewhere.
Yeah.
This lady, Rob plays in Soundtown, this lady that's drinking Orange Smash, 10% alcohol by volume.
From
and she's
Devil's
lit,
Backbone, yeah.
And she's in Jersey at the Jersey Shore, and she's so happy about her Orange Smash. And a lot of times I will leave the show and, okay, play the lady. This is the lady who likes her Orange
I
Smash.
I am down the shore in the beach.
Turn it up a little bit.
And I bought these Orange Smash by, they are from,
birds.
What is it? The Devil Backbone Distillery Company.
Distillery.
Now, I've been coming to the shore for, I don't even want to tell you, look at that butterfly, that's my sister.
Lady digresses.
For I don't know how many years, and I have had many a drink. Look at the butterfly. Anyway, I bought a 4-pack of this. It is 10% alcohol. When I tell you, you need to get this stuff. I live in PA. I'm in Jersey. I thought I'd give this a try. When I tell you, I didn't even sip half of my cup. You guys, I literally am crying laughing. So I had two of these so far, and I gotta tell you, I'm going to bring, they come in a four pack, and I'm gonna bring the four pack, I'm gonna go back to the beer distributor, wherever I went, and I'm gonna get four of these to go home to PA.
Home.
But if you have not tried this Orange Smash, I there's no words. No words.
This is great viral.
No words.
No words.
Advertising.
No words. Now, so I leave the show, and even though we're mocking it and we're having fun with it, and we are.
I thought we were celebrating it.
Yes, it was a celebration.
We're celebrating, but we're having fun with it. We're making fun of it.
Of course.
But I listen, I'm saying, you know, I don't roar like I used to roar. And
me neither.
And we don't socialize, but when we do, there's nothing quite like having people over. For like an outdoor thing, hanging out on the patio, sitting there with friends and stuff. And now when I'm inclined to have an alcoholic beverage, I like to have stuff that tastes good. I just am not into necessarily always having a beer. And beer has just passed me by a little bit. I'm
also,
not as beery as I used to be.
When you're hosting, if you can roll out something that is great and unexpected, you're a magical host. You know, if they have something that is like unexpected and everyone loves it, like I went to a shindig of a couple years ago where they made the most amazing margaritas because it was all top shelf booze and all fresh squeezed stuff.
It's
and it
fun.
Was like, oh, my God, it was the greatest.
So this lady is talking about this and we had fun with it. And then in my mind, I ventured out today and went to the local TW. Total Wine, which really doesn't do it for me.
They should cover. You know, they should actually have it.
They don't. They don't.
Well, Mike, are you sure you didn't go to Partial Wine?
It's partial everything.
Yeah, it is.
In my helmet. Yeah. They right?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that from your drinking days?
I do.
Right?
As a matter of fact,
well stocked at all. Kind of a Home Depot of booze.
It should be.
Right?
I mean, if you've got the big movers, it should be easy to keep it in stock.
Well, right. In fairness,
and
Mike is right because I'm on. This is what I've been doing during this discussion is I have been down this road before where you're looking for the brewery. It doesn't matter who acquired them. I think Anheuser-Busch owns the Devil's Backbone.
Mm-hmm.
Bush.
They have a finder on their website, and I've put your zip code in, Mike, and I put a 20-mile radius, and they are not to be found in your area.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Wow.
How about online? Is there online? He said.
How about all the World Wide Web, guys?
World Web. World Wide Web. I went
what if
today.
We hired Dan O'Brien to drive it down?
Come on now.
He'll take an Uber.
So I remembered there was another confection that I enjoyed 2, maybe 3 years ago that was called Fisher's Island Lemonade.
Yes, and I went around up here looking for it and couldn't find it for you.
I forgot it is insanely expensive, like insanely expensive, but it is the greatest hard lemonade you will ever have. And Rob, I feel terrible talking about this.
That's okay.
I know that was your go-to.
Could you hear my mouth watering? I mean,
you made your own.
I heard your own
back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there at lunch because people are talking about beverages and I look down and I see that this company has sprouted. This company has grown.
Fisher's?
This company has different flavors now. They have a hard iced tea. They have a spritz now that they sell.
This is what you get, Mike, for moving to like what is not a bustling metropolis. When I type in my mom's zip code, which is O-Town, Olney, Maryland.
For the smash?
Yeah, for the smash. Because if I'm going to drink, I'm going to drink with her.
Right.
That's nice.
It's funny because she doesn't drink, which is hilarious. There are There's a 7-Eleven in Olney that sells this thing. There's a 7-Eleven in McLean that sells this thing. There's a Riverbend Golf and Country I've never been that sells this thing in Great Falls.
Wow.
Like, it's everywhere in the Midlands.
There's a set. You can get it at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, but Mike, it's a McLean 7-Eleven. So it's like, welcome to the 7-Eleven. Would you like to have a beautiful orange sponge?
So the question is, not that we've done this before, and I think it's illegal to transport alcohol.
Well, what we do you now on the show, we'll have a designated driver forever. So Rob will supervise.
Yes.
And he's
if
fine. You, he's
if we want to get this taste test to you.
Yes.
And if it wasn't us and there was a spinoff show, the Shomo Shmera show.
Right.
Yeah.
How would they get it to Mike in one piece?
Well, it's canned.
Yeah, right? But what if you don't want it to get hot?
Well, no. If it's not served, if it's not sold cold, that's what you got to check out. And it would be okay if you re-chilled it. What you would do is get a box and wrap it in a lot of bubble wrap and then seal it tight. And when they say, is there anything liquid in this box? You say no.
I wouldn't do that because that's illegal.
That is illegal. I've never done that.
But I think, can I get it online? Do they sell it online? They would have to sell it online.
At a 10%, that might be an issue for your neighbor because your governor cares about
you. Yeah, you guys barely wear clothes there, let alone a 10% alcohol.
Yeah, that's okay. Like
so they want to be careful about what they send.
I got it. Here we go.
Yeah,
let's see what they have for Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna go and see. They don't sell them on their site at all. You got to go through an established
these companies?
Vendor.
God, they could make so much money if they did that.
Oh, I believe
they
it's
did
not,
it. Up with, the Fishers did it.
I believe it's the not the company as much. It would be local regulation.
Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah,
I have now in the refrigerator after today. I bought Italian. Limoncello, vodka, and lemonade.
That'll be good.
I'm not shaking.
It was okay.
Yet.
It was very dry. Very dry to the point of like what
a martini?
Is this?
Like a dry martini?
Just not a lot of flavor, right? Mm-hmm. Not a lot of flavor. Then I got this margarita, pre-made margarita in a can. Then I got.
Oh, you know that's a mistake.
Then I got the long drink. You're familiar with the long drink?
Yes, of course.
The Finnish beverage.
You moved cases on your own up here.
Mm-hmm. I got the sugar-free, and then I got the 8.75 for special guests.
Ah.
That's what I got. So that's it. That's my little story that we had.
Can I give you...
The limoncello is probably your best purchase, but I think if it came off dry...
It wasn't good.
Really? Did you serve it?
And I bought two four-packs.
How wicked cold did you serve it?
It wasn't wicked cold.
It needs to be wicked cold.
Mike,
I had it in the car.
If you ever,
I tried one. I finished it right before the show. It's and by the way, I had like 10-15 minutes before the show. I had just a teeny tiny little buzz, and now it's gone.
In the car.
I had
just
it in
like
the car.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when you used to get the ice cream cone and sit at the middle school.
Absolutely. God, I got that stuff.
People always ask you what you do in Florida. You drink heavily.
Yeah, that's in the car.
No, you don't. I mean, the thing is, but when you do, I want to do it in a way where it's
where
like
it's
a Saturday. It's a Saturday afternoon. Yeah. It's refreshing. That's what I am. By the way, it's obscene what they charge for a four pack.
How
it
much
really
for
is.
The limoncello?
That wasn't that bad. That wasn't that bad.
Okay, but what about the Fishers?
The Fisher's Island, it's expensive. I don't know.
Mike.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I bet
exactly.
If you wish to try, and maybe this is good for Rob. Because you're dry, right?
As a bone.
Do you drink? Are you allowed to drink the 0.0, or is that a trigger?
I one thing I'm prided myself on is I've had nothing but water.
Okay.
So I've had sparkling and flat, but just water.
But do you think like a diet soda would be a stepping stone for you? Told you to avoid that?
Yeah, no, he's got diabetes. This is on me because I don't want any caffeine.
But I mean diabetes.
Yeah, but a diet soda is so... If I'm going to drink a soda, I want to really enjoy it. And I never really enjoyed diet soda. It tastes sort of garbagey. The caffeine. I'm off caffeine now, which used to be a big trouble for me. So.
What are you, Mormon? Right,
good for you. Congratulations. Hey, don't bust his balls.
Yeah. We're going to find your body.
We get to bust his balls. You don't bust his balls.
One day.
Pony, I'm not Norman, but I am something else that's unfamiliar to you, which is a happily married man.
Ah,
Pony, I have a new insult for you, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Hey, Pony. Go swallow a bee.
It's coming from the health sector. I just swallowed a bee.
Thank you very much.
For him, I just swallowed a bee.
Don't have to eat for a week.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Have you had non-alcoholic brew?
I have not, but from what I've heard, they contain some trace amount of alcohol.
Who?
I've heard that too.
I have too.
I've heard that too.
I might be. Then why would they try to market O'Doul's and such to those that don't drink?
Well, because that's the marketing play. It would be a trace amount of alcohol. Probably not enough to get you drunk.
Let me look it up. Amongst yourselves. Yes. All right.
You know,
I only share this because I had the Athletic Brew at the Dry House in Boston.
Yeah.
They don't. By the way, they have alcohol there. They just don't like drinking. So drinking alone is sad.
Right.
So you don't do that when you're up there. I had the regular, like their blonde Athletic Brew, non-alcoholic, tasted like garbage. But their IPA, and the brand is called Athletic Brew, to be clear.
Okay.
Tasted like an
IPA. O'Doul's might be synonymous with non-alcoholic beer, but technically it is a near beer.
Ah!
It's brewed just like a regular lager before the alcohol is removed using a low-temperature distillation process, resulting in a very low ABV of about 0.4%. I had no idea.
I think I've had an O'Doul's, and I think it's kind of lousy. Klaus Toller is a pretty good non-alcoholic brew. And you know what? You used to be sponsored by Buckler, remember? For a long time.
Oh, yeah, Buckler. Yeah,
yeah. I think that was the Heineken people that made that.
A very small period of my life when I was on the wagon and I tried non-alcoholic brews, and they were okay.
Yeah.
I was okay with that. If you like the, but I mean, nobody drinks beer because they like the taste.
No, and it's empty calories.
Right.
Because it's going to be the same amount of calories.
If you're going to have empty calories, have an orange smash, which I can't get down in Florida, which sucks beyond suckdom.
Maybe you should drive to Georgia.
Is that where you can get them,
maybe.
Georgia?
I think we could talk to the multiverse and figure out how we can get you something.
The Omera multiverse?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like you to have one too so we can do a taste test on the show.
I can walk down to 7-Eleven, I just said.
You can walk down to 7-Eleven.
Yeah, but we want you to have something too.
Yeah, and we want you to drink it in the studio, not in the car.
That was just today.
Okay.
It was just because I was motivated from that tape, and it's probably why I got in trouble with my wife.
This isn't a common habit, I'm sure.
Yeah, this is just today, and he drinks.
No, I don't do it regularly.
Well, you didn't have
when
to
we
pick
go out.
Today.
We go.
It was fun.
We get a margarita when we go out to dinner.
Sure.
On our cheat night.
Yeah.
We do that. And by the way, cheat night, if you're just tuning in, it's when Carla and I.
Excuse me. Someone's been drinking. Was those one of your fantasies?
Shut up. Move forward. What's going on? Well, Jesus.
Someone's got mail.
I hate you.
He didn't do it.
I swear to God.
Deck man. Great memories with a nice deck. Deck man.
Oh, that's going to be painful later.
You say that's going to be painful later?
Replacements and so much more. We don't build just decks. We build memories. Make your memory a good one.
Perspire.
Deckman.
You can have an orange smash on the deck.
We offer best prices. Call Deckman now.
Okay. All right. Too long. Thank you.
I just wanted you to clear things up because I, for a moment, had a different vision of cheat day.
You know, sometimes.
I know. It happens. It happens.
It's the brain. I do the very best. I read a lot of copy every week.
Yeah. I call Robert Linus all the time. It's
very few mistakes when I read that copy.
That's right.
Anyway, moving on. I got in trouble, perhaps because even the slightest little buzz will cause me sometimes to be a little oversharing with my speech.
Mm-hmm.
Oversharing.
Mrs. O'Mara has been looking to buy some small furniture for the den since I moved my studio out.
Okay.
You know, that's been a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, you've been working on that.
And I got in trouble because of what I said to her. She showed me one table, and it's going to go, I guess, in between two chairs.
It's like an occasional table?
No.
Like a coffee table or an end table?
No.
It's furniture. He doesn't know.
Well, I mean, I just want to, if it does it
it's
open
a
up into
it's
a
round.
Does it open up into a larger table?
Tell me, can I finish my story?
Yes.
And can you just calm down, please? I just need to get this out. So she shows me the picture of the couch she bought. And then she shows me the picture of the coffee table she bought that's going to go in the middle.
Sure.
And she said, what do you think? I said, I wrote it down what I said. I don't remember it now because I was drinking on my way home.
In the car.
Okay, wait a minute. She's mad at me about the furniture. I said, oh, that's nice. When do the French hookers get here?
Like
Victorian?
But you've painted a picture.
Yeah, a little of that.
Yeah.
A little of that.
Sort of like
it looks like
Miss Kitty's
cat house.
I was going to say Miss Kitty's cat house.
Yeah. Dolly's going to come down. Dolly Parton's going to come down with Burt Reynolds.
Westworld.
You know? We're upstairs at the saloon, and
right.
He's out in the coach drinking an orange smash.
It was interesting. It was, quite interesting. Quite, yeah. Really. So it was, I can't get my Orange Smash, but I'm going to get my Fisher's Island because the show influences me.
Yeah.
And I think that we influence other people. And that makes me very happy that we're able to do that. I think that's a wonderful thing.
But when you drink your Fisher's, make sure you use a coaster before you put it down on the hooker table.
The hooker table. It's marble.
For the record.
Wow. Look at you.
For the record, we're not saying that you should have a to-go brew.
No.
Anywhere you go, right? We're just being clear.
No, and this was just, I was picking this up. Yeah. I said that the.
You wanted to wet your whistle.
We took the damaged, remember the horrible Samsung refrigerator?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That I finally jettisoned and took your recommendation and got me a Whirlpool.
Whirlpool. Yep.
So we moved, like many suburbanites. I think it's kind of the badge of honor of a suburbanite. You move your old refrigerator into your garage.
Right, exactly.
And I did that. And even with the hot temperatures in Florida and not having any air going into that garage, it's done okay. And it's our beverage container.
That's exactly what you need, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm getting really self-conscious,
no, just,
even though I am fine.
You're fine.
You did just say container, not container.
Container. Thank you. And so I want to, I said to Carla,
containers.
I want to make that refrigerator the fun refrigerator.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And, having like Miller Lite and Diet Coke in there is not fun. But having the long drink and the Fisher's Island lemonade, and having an occasional like pre-made margarita or a spritzer of some kind, and not hard seltzer. I think hard seltzer is crap.
I do too.
I think all of it's crap.
I think
it's disgusting, and it doesn't get you anything other than just a kind of taste.
You know what would be fun in the fun refrigerator?
How is that for descriptive words?
It's good. It's using your talent.
The seltzer got this terrible aftertaste.
Yep.
It feels like you're drinking a carbonated chemical cocktail.
Mike,
that's what it is.
To make the refrigerator truly fun, you need Jell-O shots. Now that's fun.
Well, that's a specialty item that you make, and you know you wouldn't want to just keep it in the refrigerator for a long time. Mm. That's a same day event.
That
is
can
it
be.
Not?
Well, day before, right? I think oftentimes day before.
Yeah, but I had a bad experience with Jell-O shots up in Maine one time when a friend of my mother-in-law's came and made them, and my daughters were around, and I came into the kitchen, and she was showing them the Jell-O shots. I'm like, well, you know, and I think I may have, once again, I overshared by saying, what the F are you doing?
Yeah.
And getting really upset with that, and I've always thought Jell-O shots are a joke.
Jell-O shots saved my block party once.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But almost killed you.
Oh, well, no, this was years ago. I was fine then. Very little internal bleeding then.
I was fine.
My weight was solid fine. And a much higher and solid, steady weight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
Overproofed vodka.
I have to do this because I don't want to wait. Because I'm looking on the, and Oscar comes in. We tape at 3 p.m. Eastern time during the summer. Oscar rolls in about 4:15.
Yeah, it was.
And so he walks in and he says, but he's got some great thing that I wanted to talk about. And it's the top five words that make you sound rich.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Where did you find
this?
This is interesting.
I have full credit. My friends at TikTok
Internet.
Rolled this out and I was like, well, this is delivered Bitcoin. Completely wrong.
Thank you, Pony.
But I didn't know any of the words. I'm a plebe. I'm a serf.
So are these words that you use that make you sound rich?
Hey, chin chin. Hey, hi, hi,
yeah,
hi.
If you know these words, you should know these words if you're wealthy.
Okay.
You should know these words?
Yes, if you're wealthy.
Top five words that seems to be the theme of today's show.
You're wealthy.
All right, so are you going to quiz people here?
I'll quiz you.
Yeah, please quiz us.
Quiz us.
The millionaire
okay,
quiz.
Do you all know what a valance is?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
What is
a valance? Is a leather, usually a leather like briefcase.
No, that's a valise.
A valance. What's a valance? Do you know what a valance is?
It's the top curtain rod on your window treatment.
Yes.
How Look about that? I lose. So Rob gets the ding. There
when
we go.
Liberty Valance came to town. Women folk would
What's
hide.
That from?
The
What's
man who from? Shot Liberty Valance.
Okay, there it is. That's another. That's a movie.
Most
so Rob
say,
is the
most people say that the fabric above the window.
Mm-hmm.
A valance.
You
a valance.
Would call that a valance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, don't care for them.
What about a sconce?
A sconce is a light fixture that's usually on the wall, and it can hold either a light bulb, an electric light, or a candle, and it's a decorative item that goes on the wall to illuminate a room.
Great.
Concur.
Okay. Most people say, nice wall light.
Yep.
You say nice sconces or sconces.
Sconces.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, the sconces.
Okay.
They come from Wisconsin.
The sconces are coming over. They just went to the Trump rally.
Betty and Jimmy Sconce.
I brought you a hat. When did you get back? I brought you a hat.
Who are
you?
You
want one of the hats?
Are you Betty Sconce?
I've got a Let's Go Brandon hat.
That's funny, Betty.
Peter? Peter, I've got a Let's Go Brandon hat. From the rally. From the rally.
I did not know valance, but I knew sconce.
Okay, good. Okay.
What about
all right.
An agraff?
What?
Agraff.
I don't think he's pronouncing it.
Agraff. A-G-R-A-F-F.
Agraff?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, it's two axes, X and Y, and that's a graph. No, agraff. I don't know.
Pony?
I don't. The only one I knew is sconce.
Okay.
Thanks, Pony.
And a graph.
You're welcome, Rob.
Is the little metal piece on a champagne bottle.
Oh, the
a graph.
The like yeah. The cage that
yeah,
holds
the
cork.
That's good. And that would mean if you know that, you're swilling the good stuff
yep.
champagne,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
I would be like, get this metal off of this
thing. Well, because sometimes it's just a twist.
I probably called it, probably called it the twisty thing. You have to take the twisty thing off before.
I thought you would call it a cork cage.
Like you did you? Is that what is that your own thing?
I would call it a cage of some sort because it looks like a cage.
You're trying to make yourself sound smarter than you
no,
are. You
I'm
never
not
called
at all.
It a court cage.
All I'm saying is that I don't know either.
He's in recovery. Clearly, that cage is trapping his alcohol. So that's you know. That's
get out of my way and let's.
How's
pop
Rob
the
doing?
Cork.
Still living life in his court cage.
He's a good ass.
Yeah, we
but
let
he's
him,
a good ass.
We let him run around.
Dig.
Got a forehead
right,
like a
this
drive
is fun. This is good, Oscar. Right. This is a great Tuesday thing.
Okay, what about cloche?
I'm wearing some right now.
C-L-O-C-H-E.
When I watched the Kentucky Derby, it was a cloche call.
Spell it again,
cloche.
Oscar.
Cloche. C-L-O-C-H-E. Cloche.
Cloche. Cloche. Man, I'm out.
Does it have something to do with time?
No, it's maybe you can describe these. I don't even know.
Oh, it's the glass dome over baked goods. Like you would have like in a diner, you would see a pie with a glass dome over it with a handle.
Oh, and so would that be something that you would be
instead of
served
saying,
on Downton Abbey too?
I suppose, yeah.
Instead of saying, can you take that glass cover off?
Take
of
the
it,
cloche off.
It's the cloche.
Take the cloche off yeah. the cake.
If yes. you wanted to get if you wanted to get to the bat phone, if Commissioner Gordon needed to get to the bat phone, he has to take off
Tilly?
The
cloche. Tilly! Tilly! Take the cloche off the finger sandwiches. Yes, ma'am.
You almost sang that to the tune of Deckman. Yes, ma'am. Deck yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Boy, this are we at five yet?
This is the last one.
This, Mike, this is, you know what?
I'm really disappointed. I wanted to do good on the Richie Rich.
Mike, all test. Points are doubled because this is the last one.
I knew none of these except for sconce.
Right.
This last one is votive.
Votive?
V-O-T-I-V-E.
So, motive is what drives you to do that. Votive. Does it have something to do with charity? Does
close.
It have anything to do with volunteering?
You're like really grabbing onto your life.
I don't think so.
No, a votive is something that you... my votive was the desire to help the kids in India.
Okay.
That's why I support the Indian Relief Fund.
I think a votive is a tiny candle,
yeah.
often called a tea light, that's used from lighting
small
stuff
candle.
From
bingo,
within.
Bango, yeah. Look at this blue blood.
Why did you say I was close?
Yeah, because he lied to
you. I was
you.
Just egging you on.
Dick man.
Dick man. That's cool. That's
yeah,
cool.
I
yeah.
like
that's
that.
Very good.
Voted.
All right.
I like the agraff. That's my big takeaway.
That's a good one. All right. And Cloche is good,
too. How would you use the Garof, like, if you were a blue blood?
I would say, Carla, could you please take the orange smash out from under the Agroff?
A cage. Oh,
a graph is the cage the for the cork.
The champagne.
Cloche is the...
Cloche.
The cloche. Cloche. Yeah. Take the cloche off the orange smash and get me my slippers.
Perfect.
And then I would finish it by going, thank you. We have to take a break.
Yeah, that blood isn't blue. Yeah.
Oscar, did you get my text message?
I did. Thank you.
Okay.
Noted.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We will take a break and we'll take a little break.
That's a good message.
I'll show you a cloche. We'll have the homepage when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara.
Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Do you like not being hurt under bridges?
I sure do. There's nothing that excites me more than that static.
Yeah, it's great being on AM.
We're talking about the Mike O'Mara Show a little before 5 every Monday through Friday right here on the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ. Hope you give us a listen. You'll enjoy it. And remember, corn, enjoy it a second time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, only on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by Liquid IV. The hot summer months are here, and we need to be proactive about keeping our bodies fueled and hydrated. It makes us feel healthier in our everyday lives. Just one stick of Liquid IV. Got it in
there
here right
is.
Now.
There it is.
The hydration multiplier and 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors. Watermelon, lemon, lime.
Excuse me?
You're fine.
Watermelon, lemon, lime.
I don't know how you got home.
Strawberry.
You sound like Elvis at the end of his film.
Well, this is colada. This is a tribute on Death Day.
And it's delicious, man. Plus, it has 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks.
Plus tax.
It's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV has cellular transport technology, CTT. It's the optimal ratio. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. They've donated over 20 million servings globally. Be like me. Drink Liquid IV. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use our promo code TMOS. And thank you, Liquid IV.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Snoop Dogg has a new breakfast cereal.
Mm.
Yeah, there it is. Just let that lay there
let
for
it lay
a second.
There.
Whoa.
And no, it does not contain cannabis. How about that?
I'm out.
But it has a name that's fun to say whether you're high or not. Snoop Loops.
That's fun.
Snoop Loops are gluten-free, and they have marshmallows, which makes all cereals better.
Yes.
They're part of Snoop's Broadus Foods line. And some of the proceeds go to charities like Door of Hope, which benefits the homeless. Snoop's real name is Calvin Broadus.
Yes.
Speaking of Snoop, he broke into the top 10 of this week's Hot 100 with Bad Decisions, his collaboration with Benny Blanco and BTS. That makes him one of the only 3 artists with a top 10 hit in the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and 2020s. The other 2 are Mariah Carey and Jay-Z. I did not know
that's
did you?
That's some wild stuff.
Jay, wild, wild stuff. Yes, sirree. Get me my Snoop Loops and my Fisher's Island lemonade for the car. Prince Harry's underwear hit the auction block, and already the bidding is fierce. The in-person segment of the auction opened the other day at the Hustler Club in Las Vegas. Hold on.
Oh, it's the Hustler Club auction?
I don't think he's sanctioning this.
He's
and
not
a
member, is he?
A call-in bidder pledged $250,000 for it. The guy said he wants to build a shrine to the underwear at the strip club he owns in San Diego. The bidding will continue online until September 30th, or when the price reaches $1 million.
See, the question I have is, where did Trip Affleck find all that money?
I have no idea. Yeah, I didn't know he owned a strip joint.
Are we still, and I'm sorry if I missed this, but I thought that underwear had already been sold.
Well, maybe it was sold and like now he's put it up for auction.
Man.
And that's where the money is, the resale.
Yeah, because I bet
it is. I got it right here, Oscar. The shorts are being sold by a former stripper named Carrie Royale, who partied with Harry during his infamous bender in Vegas about a decade ago. Some of the proceeds will go to Archwell, the charitable foundation set up by Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle, who's probably not terribly amused by any of this. So they're good. You know, doesn't it even suck more when they put it back to the charity that he sponsors?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like, you're not going to take the money.
Hey, I'm trying to do some good. Thank you very, very much. All right. Moving right along. Bryce Dallas Howard and Chris Pratt were co-leads of the Jurassic World trilogy, but they weren't paid the same. Howard claims she made, quote, so much less than him. But Chris stepped up when it came to other franchise opportunities that hadn't been negotiated already, like video games and theme park rides. There it is again.
Wow.
She says, quote, he literally told me, you guys don't even have to do anything. I'm going to do all the negotiating. We're going to be paid the same, and you don't have to think about this, Bryce. And I love him so much for doing that, she said. I really do, because I've been paid more for those kind of things than I ever was for the movie. I'm always so happy when a overcompensated actress gets even more money.
Especially when she comes from Ron Howard's family. Because obviously she was just squeaking by to begin with.
Chris Pratt, now a Kennedy, technically.
Oh, is
it? And I'm not going to do what I see. No? I can't do what I can't make the joke I'd make in 1985.
Well, because we've evolved.
We have.
So.
No, Texas.
Because I watched the Jurassic World movie, the most recent one, other
good.
Night.
I liked it.
Dinosaur movie.
Damn, I can't.
In Texas.
Did you have any idea that actors made money off theme park rides?
The license of their image.
That's wild. I never thought of that.
You should know that, because isn't Elvis, isn't he attached to, everything that moves, much like Kiss?
Well, no.
Okay, so I would have said it, and then she said, then that's what I love about him. And then.
Here we go.
Did you get the text?
Again, I got it. Thank you. It's coming up.
Oh, it's coming. I just got it.
Well, then. It's funny.
It is funny. Damn it.
People have got to buy the box set to get that.
I could get in trouble if I say that.
I think
you
would.
Well, at this point,
I think it's pointless.
At this point, it's not like you've called attention to it.
Yeah, you've already given it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you make too much of a joke, but it's what I thought. Yeah.
I tell you what, folks, if you see any of us out on the streets of either Florida,
well,
Washington, D.C., or Virginia, we'll show you the text.
Yes.
I'll tell you at the live show.
Yeah.
Here's advice. This is interesting, and maybe later in the show I'll get to tell you about my YouTube dive that really kind of freaked me out last night. Here's advice from burglars, mostly retired ones, but some still rolling, on how to protect your home from burglars.
Okay.
The number one is use a wireless alarm system. Burglars can easily cut the wires on less advanced systems. And one study of 400 convicted burglars found 60% say they decided not to rob a home because of its alarm system. So if you have the right one that's wireless, and I'm all in on that, by the way. And I probably should have more, but I don't. And I think that if you do, I think it's a great way to protect it, because you use the technology that's not only cheap, but it's out there and it's available, I believe.
What if you just have the sign in your yard that says you have a wireless alarm?
That works too sometimes,
I think so.
In some cases. Number two, put your front porch light on a timer. If you leave the light on 24 hours a day while you're on vacation, that's a target for burglars, not a deterrent. So use a timer to give the impression that people are actually home. That's as old as the hills.
But how am I going
to
plug in my light? It's wired into the wall.
That's true. The timer has to be between the bulb and the thing, right?
I mean, I guess I could take the panel off and
plug it in.
Wait, hold on. He's Tech 411. They have apps for that. What are you talking about?
Okay.
You can put it on an app.
My home. My little home. You're saying I get a smart bulb and then plug it in.
Yeah.
Got it. That makes sense.
Isn't that a way of doing it?
No, you're smart.
What about...
I didn't even think about that.
You could train Santos.
But,
can Santos
do
a switch?
But my front light is gas. Like, it's a little flame.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it really? That's so ancient.
No, it's not.
It 100%.
And it would look like it.
It's a little flame.
Gas. like a gas 1800s pipe. London.
Yes. Yes.
What, the gaslight yes. man comes yes. over? It's a bulb that looks like a
no,
gas
it's
plant.
Going, it's hot.
You know what's great, Mike, is every morning Oscar looks out his door and Dick Van Dyke puts out his porch light.
Chim chimmery, chim chimmery, chim chimmery.
Shannon says that it is not gas.
No, he's lying. Number three, if you're going to get a guard dog, Oscar, this you fail on this one too. Yeah. If you're going to get a guard dog, make sure it's mean. That ain't Santos.
No.
Burglars don't mind small dogs or even dogs that make some noise, but they do hate dogs that might bite them and who don't roll over and let the burglars rub their belly. So yeah. Get a scary dog. That's mm-hmm. Number four is keep your valuables out of your bedroom. Burglars usually get in and out in less than 10 minutes, and if they use a good chunk of that time to hit the bedroom dressers and closets for jewelry, credit cards, weapons, and other valuables, you might want to put them somewhere else.
I disagree, because I like to keep them up there when I do my treasure bath. When I put them in the tub and I roll around, then I like to keep them close to the bedroom.
When you're swimming in Benjamins.
Yes, and in jewels.
Naked.
Yes.
I don't know where people would keep anything. Are home safes are they important anymore? I don't even know
one.
If that works.
I do.
You do?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you where it is.
What would you put in it?
Yeah, the Codys can get those safes out.
Oh, my God.
They know how to get that
like the
out.
The side of the house. They'll break through the what is it? Not just the brick. They'll break through the siding.
Mine has a bottle
They'll come up through the basement.
Mm-hmm. Mine has a bottle of vodka in it.
Okay. There you go. Hey, guys. Hey, listen to me.
Hey, guys.
Have you ever wanted your own Karen?
Oh.
Huh?
Without the risk of having a toxic human in your life. Now there's a Kickstarter campaign where you can actually own a Karen action figure.
Ooh.
Yeah. Even better, there's also a nemesis for Karen. Her Joe the Manager is the Ken doll for the Karen doll.
Mm.
Both action figures are just under 4 inches tall. Yeah, of course they cheaped it.
Yeah.
You know, why not? Why have a real, like,
a 12
you know, decent-sized action figure? Karen is wearing a shirt that says, live, love, laugh.
That's what Karen would
that's
wear.
Yeah. With skinny jeans, and Joe is wearing a red vest, a mask, and is carrying a clipboard. They're listed at $18 each. Or you can get both for $34, and you kind of need both, because if Karen doesn't get to speak to the manager, who's she going to complain to? Am I right? Hey, how are you? Welcome to Eyewitness News, everybody. Coming up, boy, I tell you, that green algae down here in Florida could be toxic.
No, I really
don't. You're right, Jackson. Let's throw
Thank
it to
you.
Tucker for weather.
Back to Wink News.
Thanks so much. And now a little something-something. Joe Keery wants you to stop obsessing over his hair.
Yeah, okay.
As cool as you might think his hairdo on Stranger Things, the star recently got candid about the way the internet's fascination really makes him feel. Here's his quote. It's really ridiculous. It's not something I have control over. He said that in an interview with the Daily Beast, our friends at the Daily Beast. It's just internet fodder that's carried over and is now attached to me. I can't really knock it. Joe continued, I have a career, so I have to be like, who cares? I'll take it. But it's also not something I care about at all. As for how he feels about the constant fixation on his locks, he said, it's so stupid, honestly. The actor who plays Steve Harrington on Stranger mm-hmm. Things then ran his fingers through his hair, tossed it, ran a brush through it, tossed it again, looked at his reflection in a mirror before ducking into a nearby salon to have his forehead waxed. Duh! Shut up! You're luckier than anybody. God, please give me a break with your big alien head.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of weird looking people on that show. I'm just going to say that.
You don't want people to obsess about your hair? Cut it.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's
Thank
right.
you very much.
Thank you.
I need another lemonade. We'll be right back.
Romeo and Juliet.
What?
Antony and Cleopatra. Bogey and Bacall. Add to that list another one of the world's greatest love stories, Mike and Carla O'Mara. Their love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Their love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. And nowhere is that love story more on display than the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Yes, fall in love with love again and again with a Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscription. Lovingly tap the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com
and order the TMOS bonus show today. You'll love it, just like Carla loves Mike.
Na, 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 na. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Dadgrass. It's summer. Lighten up. Dadgrass is great anytime. It can help you chill out before a big meeting or be the replacement for that evening glass of wine. Dadgrass is legal, organic hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Dadgrass CBD products are made with 100% organic hemp that's easy to dose and the effects come on smooth, man. Try their token smokable pre-rolled joints or, if you prefer, hemp flower. Or their selection of CBD tincture drops. Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS to check out their products right now. Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. And we thank you, people. Okay, the Commanders, Washington Commanders, no longer the politically incorrect name that they were called for years and years and years.
We've evolved,
but at the same time, you still have that ownership situation in Washington with Dan Snyder and his missteps.
Yes.
And got a good coach. I will give him that. Ron Rivera, I think, is a pretty decent guy. Yeah. Really, really good guy, actually. So they made a good move there.
And what happened is they had their preseason debut with the new uniforms. And
yes.
Mike, part of it was they replaced the classic fight song. I believe, if I am not mistaken, the Washington football team was the first NFL team to have an official song. Now,
Stupid song.
I know it's not politically correct, but just for people around the country, to know what we're going to reference here, this is the recording they did a million years ago, and this is the original song, Hail to the Redskins, all right?
Hail to the Commanders! Hail victory!
It was an anthem.
Yeah.
Okay, so you bleep out the team, but you say Braves on the warpath.
Well, Mike, this was just an example.
Don't read ahead.
So, they put out new lyrics and a strange new arrangement. Now, keep in mind, this is literally years in the making.
Yep.
The changing of the name of the team, right?
Let's clarify here. We have certain personal thoughts on not the name change. That's fine.
Right.
Like, move on with that. Like, we're not living in the past. We have personal thoughts on the execution of such a heritage team and the way that they have fumbled
over
at many levels. The messaging, forget about the ownership for a second. This is a renaissance, right?
Right.
It's supposed to be flawless, especially if you take 2 years.
Yep. Keep in mind, this is the National Football League. They have all the money. They have all the money.
You do have to frame it by looking through this lens and including ownership, simply because kicking and screaming would be the way Dan Snyder went to this decision. He fought it.
He was forced
at every turn.
Correct.
He made public statements that he would never change the name. And then when the time came, there have been so many name changes for Washington franchise. When you have the baseball team that was the Washington Senators way back in the day, and then they finally got another team and they fumbled that one.
Of course.
I mean, and you get these safe, homogenized names like Wizards, non-offensive.
Right.
Nationals, what does that mean, really?
Right.
And then you got Commanders, and I thought it was horrible because it just meant nothing,
really. I think it still is horrible. As a matter of fact,
terrible.
I have to like sometimes take a step back and say, that's really what they chose?
I wanted
that's
the
really
Admirals.
What they chose? Admirals?
The Admirals?
Yeah, I wanted the Admirals.
Well, the Admirals is that's a team name that's been used in many, many cities, and that has at least I don't know. I understand that Warriors was too close, but the Native Americans in the United States do not own the term warrior. Warrior's been used for, you know, the Roman Empire.
The Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, exactly.
The Golden State Warriors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thought Warriors would have been a great transition.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, but, and it's a W. Yeah.
It's another thing that, and the only W they'll get this year. No, that's another thing, Mike, that they fumbled badly.
Yeah, was they the, did name. The name change.
So they have the new fight song, and instead of writing a new fight song, what they did was just sort of revamp Hail to the Redskins.
I was making a joke when I did that.
Mike, I want you to hear this.
Oh,
this is what the Washington Football Organization put out when they were deciding lyrics. This is the demo they sent out to the media. And I actually heard this on Channel 5 this morning. I said, I must pull this. So this is the lyrics that they have chosen, and this is how they're presenting them, okay?
Hail to the Commanders! Hail victory! Fight for our Commanders! Fight for old DC!
Now, let's just, I want to break this down.
I
Hail to the Commanders, hail victory, then fight for our Commanders. I can't are they...
Can I say this? The bitterness comes from...
Yes.
And I'm gonna lay the ego out there. All right. So everybody can really see it. Okay?
Okay.
There's no reason I should have ever not been on the radio in Washington, D.C. My restaurant offered a great time for everybody. That there is a disconnect in that town for... It just doesn't... If you're vanilla and you just do things cookie cutter and you swim in that sea of mediocrity, then you're going to blossom. You are. You're going to be inside the Beltway with Cokie Roberts. You're going to go to every party. You're going to thrive in that piss hole of a media market. And it's just stunning to me how this mediocrity not only thrives, it's just rewarded over and over and over again. New York, what do they say in New York? If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Anywhere.
It crushed my soul that Don and I were not able to get a toehold in New York City. I really wish we'd been. But DC, what are you kidding me?
Before I move on to the next tape, and there's another example I want to play for you, let's dissect these lyrics. Hail to the Commanders. Okay, if the name of the team is Commanders, that's fine.
That makes sense.
Right. Hail victory. Okay, right on. Fight for our Commanders. Now, we've had a total shift here where now the Commanders, who are they fighting for? Who's fighting for the Commanders? The Commanders, the team, right?
Fight for our Commanders.
Fight for our Commanders.
There was no effort put in.
None. None at all.
And what? You know, let me just say this. I don't know, because I wasn't part of the process, nor was I privy to it, that you perhaps could have effort put in, but it was so overly thought out that they went
Hail
down to the last
to the
minute.
Commanders.
Who are these people?
Hail victory.
Sounds like a barbershop quartet.
Fight for our
Yeah, they probably
commanders.
Paid them.
No, fight for old
Were they? Did they record it in the back of a f***ing Honda Odyssey? Is that where they recorded it?
I don't mind the song as much as how they demoed it to the press.
And also, I get the impression...
You don't mind the song
I don't mind the lyrics, but give me an iteration of what you recorded before with the new spin so I can get pumped up for it.
I know for a fact...
Not an acapella version.
That the version that I played with the singing on the old one, I actually met the guy who ran the band and did that recording session. It's his voice tracked 8 times. So they didn't actually have Washington singers.
I get it.
So I'm wondering if this is. I'm wondering if this is multi-tracked.
Hail to the Commanders.
No. This is done in a Don's Johns.
Yeah. Okay. So Mike.
Yeah, but you know what? I've got. Another. They did release after the blowback. They released another version.
Oh, they did. Okay.
That was recorded in a recording studio. Okay. Play that one, please.
Deck man, great memories.
So
I walk around my house and say, "Deck man, bom 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 bom."
But Mike,
it's better. Deck man's better than that.
Here's where the story gets even better, because at the first home preseason game, they did not play the fight song after the first touchdown. They just forgot. They didn't play it
Preseason game.
Yep, they did play it after the second touchdown. And check out the slow tempo of this quote unquote fight song. Now you have to listen because they've not released this arrangement anywhere. So this is fan captured on a phone.
Okay.
All right. But this was recorded at the stadium, not after the first time they scored as Commanders.
Okay.
But the second time. Right. Okay.
What's going on over there? What's going on? All right, turn it off. All right, I've heard enough. That is just
Hail
ridiculous.
To the commander.
Is Dan Snyder still on a yacht overseas?
Yeah, usually.
Who knows? Oh, so
Mike, good to know things are under control over at Federal Express Stadium.
Now, who's the quarterback this year for your Commanders?
Mark Bolger.
Mark Bolger?
I know, I'm kidding.
Whitey Bolger. Anyway, we'll take a break, and when we come back, prepare to be scared. A little something scary coming up for all of you.
The Lord loves you. That's why you cry. Buseyisms. A dog eating grass means the holidays are here. Buseyisms. A broken rake is a kitchen necessity. If you know the secret, Buseyisms. Hello, dear people. This is Gary Busey. I played Buddy Holly, but now I offer wisdom. Do you have thoughts you want to share? Then you should be a TMOS talking head. Just email Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com and you can find yourself on a Zoom call with the three wise men of TMOS. Include a phone number and get ready for fun. TMOS talking heads, more fun than a Cincinnati margarine rally with extra red hots. Buseyisms.
Thank you, Gary. Welcome
Mike,
back.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz, yes. Former he of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, that's right.
Summer is here, everybody, and that means we're spending more time outside and less time in the kitchen. And Freshly's new lineup of effortless in-season meals gives you more time to enjoy summer. Don't waste your time inside shopping and cooking. Take advantage of the good weather and Freshly's special. I had a sip.
That's all.
Take advantage of the good weather and Freshly's special summer sale. Fruit fritters. Now you can get $125 off across your first five orders. With Freshly, you're not stuck with fast food chains or frozen dinners. Freshly provides delicious, effortless, balanced meals without having to sacrifice your summer moments. They're designed by nutritionists, prepared by chefs, then delivered right to your door. I love that they are delivered fresh, not frozen, and always delicious. And Oscar loves Freshly, too. He lives on the Southwest Chicken Bowl. Yum. Make summer dinners stress-free with Freshly. Right now, you can get $125 off your first five orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. That's $125 off. Freshly.com/TMOS. Mrs. O'Mara is on a new school schedule with my son, getting up at about 5:30 in the morning.
She's the morning lady.
She's the morning lady, hits the floor running. I linger, but I'm up by a little before 6 anyway. That's the way. My problem
is... Bathrobe and pipe?
Yes, of course. That's exactly what it's like. Like Ward Cleaver. Yes. With my schlong hanging out.
Oh, Mike, gross. Now that's dirty. We're not that kind of show.
Yeah, how dare you?
It's an early, early morning in our house. The problem is Carla is able to turn it like 9:30. I, on the other hand, usually linger with the magic box because I'm a guy and I like my TV and I like staying up late. I always have. But I do a dive on the YouTube channel, which I upgraded to premium because I love it so bad. Thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
What, this is year 5.
Yeah, it's a bad
thing. Begging him.
It's just so much better. Anywho, I'm all over the place. You never know. That's where I found that guy, Ben Mala.
Yeah.
The guy that Oscar was emailing.
Oh, yeah. Actually, let me check if he wrote back.
Ben Mala.
Real time.
Oh, God. You know what? That'll be the fast yes. That'll be the fast. I don't know if I even want the fast yes, to be honest with you.
And Vino Veritas. Now you're saying you don't want him.
Well, I probably would feel both happiness and dread at the same time.
No response yet.
Okay, good.
He's biding his time.
So the dives I do are all over the place. from speedboats going through Haulover Inlet over in Miami, which I watch a lot of, to a ton of drumming videos with Rudiments and Buddy Rich and things like that. Drumming, music, it's all over the place. Right. However, you never know what you're going to get. And last night, I was it was late. It was right before I turned in, and I got on a YouTube channel that was called Scary Things Seen on Dash Cams and Scary Things Seen with Ring Doorbells or Ring Cameras.
Yeah.
And it was, I'll be honest with you, it was truly scary because of the reality of it, you know? And
was it paranormal stuff that it appeared?
Borderline paranormal, but not really, not nearly as much as, yes, sir, yes, Oscar Santana.
Are these the videos where you see someone casing the house and then something startles them and they run away from the front door?
It's a that's a variant of it. Okay. The one that stopped me were the ones where the Ring cameras would pick up people in the house while the owners were in residence. And
wow,
yeah, just weird stuff. There's one where you see this kid walking through a kitchen, dumps out a purse on a kitchen island, and then he walks away. And then 5 seconds later, you see a real child come in walking in the kitchen, and the babysitter grabs him, scoops him up, and runs out of the house. Mm-hmm. And then the other camera picks up the guy running out and the babysitter running out with the kid.
See, that's very, very scary stuff. That's not only illegal, that's messy. You don't want stuff dumped out on your counter.
That was the camera. Yeah, but
they're
being
robbed, Rob.
I know.
They're being burglarized. Mm-hmm. And the dash cam it was all over the world. You saw Saudi Arabia was the scariest one I saw, which was, it's always a very dark road late, late at night. And there was just a person walking in a very infirmed way with kind of the robes that you see the Saudi men wear and bent over and stooped with the headdress coming down a little bit, but walking in such a way that was just terrifying. And then walking faster, and you hear the guy in the car, and you hear him saying in Arabic, "Stop, stop, back up." And you can tell that it's not BS by his voice. This guy is utterly freaked out. Mm. And then I went right back, and I'm watching this stuff. This is not what you want to watch at night. It is not what you want. But what really got me was a guy is at home. And he wakes up in the morning, he doesn't have a cell phone. And he's very organized. And he's very he's very obsessive compulsive. He's a little anal about where he puts his stuff. And he always puts it next to the TV and goes back and looks at his video. And as he looks at his video, you see at night, this guy, single guy in his little townhouse. And there's a dude casually walking through and just casing his bedroom while he is mere feet away.
Wow.
And the moral of the story is I did an exterior walk on my house. I did an interior lock check on my house and went out to Carla's car in the driveway. Wide open.
Mm.
Wide open.
Not a care
open.
In the world. And, and must be nice.
La, la, la. She got it. I talked to her today before the show. I said, hey, you know, down here, if you saw some of the people that are, down here that are scurrying about in the dead of night, and we've been hit here 30, 40 times over the years, probably.
There's a, there's a famous saying in the Fantana household, and it's called "Come notte questa," as my mom would say, which means it didn't cost you anything, so you don't take care of it. My mom at all times.
What is it again? Give us give that to
come
me.
Come notte questa? Come notte questa?
Come notte questa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, like, anytime we would scuff something up if or run into the wall with something, she'd be like, well, didn't sacrifice for it. You don't care about it.
And you don't see, they're not monsters. Scary one was a little tough to take. Guy in a Mike Myers costume did an attempt to open the front door of this house three times. Mm-hmm. And came back two other times, like 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
So with a knife. But with a knife. So ballsy to go into someone's bedroom
lots of weird stuff out there.
Let's be realistic here. You see a lot more of these videos lately because, you know, we have our own framework for what it's like in DC or in Southwest Florida and what our listeners are sharing with us. But across the country, crime has gone up because the stakes have gone down. Like people are, they're desperate.
People are desperate.
They're desperate.
Mm-hmm. Crime in every city is going
in
up.
In Georgetown, you know, somewhere you think that's patrolled at a high level, not because I live there, because real wealthy people live there. And there's constantly on next door, hey, somebody, they caught somebody on camera, or they'll show the camera of they had left the door open. And what do you do when you walk in your house? You drop your keys, you drop your wallet.
Exactly.
So people pop in the front door and then steal the keys and wallet and take off with their car.
And, you know, and some of the stuff can be really, really scary.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff can be ridiculous. And by the way, the last one I watched was a recent one, was not connected to my YouTube, but the guy defecating on the lawn where a guy had given him crap in the neighborhood about not picking up his dog's poo. Mm-hmm. And then he decided to leave a little gift there.
Exactly.
Gave him crap. Yeah. And, you know, I won't do that again.
Yeah.
I will not be doing that again.
Well, you have been working out.
Well, it still doesn't matter. You know, they'll catch you on the camera.
Yeah.
I don't want that played for everybody to see.
And besides, you'll need a bigger bag.
Thank you.
You were there, huh?
I was, yeah.
So that, yeah.
Well, I remember what you had for dinner.
Bring the hefty bag.
Oh, now with the school year starting, I get the duty again. So, and I mean the duty.
Yeah.
I get the morning duty because he's getting ready for school and he's got his thing to do. Yeah, happy day. Yeah, my life. Hey, happy summer, everybody. Mid-August. We'll be right back with the town sound.
Fake football announcers, boating, and southpaws. They all make the world go round, and they're all part of this week's bonus show. Here's a preview.
What a great day it is for the NFL and NFL football, everybody.
I'm just jumping the shower. I'm ready for the day.
That play was wicked bad.
That cat is a crab in that water tank.
The right hand of God is exalted.
I am the sun god, and you will worship me.
Oh, yeah, I love the Bible. Keep going, Oscar.
Right. My eyes are just bouncing around. Back.
You all better start respecting me.
I just pissed my pants.
The Team OS Bonus Show has the styles, colors, and fabrics you need to look your best for back to school. Get your subscription today at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Bonus.
That's Jim Amato. Thank you, Jim. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because right now is the biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale with 50% savings on a 360 limited edition smart bed. It's a great time to discover adjustable comfort for both of you. Sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. That's up to 170 hours per year, which is nice. As summer winds down, it's a time of transition. Whether it's back to school or back to the office, quality sleep can help everyone in the family reset to their new roots and their routines. So gradually adjust your new bedtime by 10 to 15 minutes a night. Prioritize your new schedule. Get your bedroom to between 65 and 68 degrees and reward yourself with quality sleep. The ultimate in self-care. And if you really want the highest quality sleep, be like me, get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. My Sleep Number setting is a 65, so is Carla's. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Cue the town sound music.
Sound Town.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Tuesday's birthdays, Oscar.
Mm.
And if I was forced to guess, I would guess this lady as older than her actual age. How old do you think Madonna is today?
75.
I would have put her at about 70.
Oscar, 65.
64 she is.
This lady started out as a dancer, went to New York, went to Paris, came back as a single, and is she hot? This is Madonna.
What are your dreams?
To rule the world.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Madonna.
I like that because it throws back, lets you know that she's still sort of a happening artist. She still has got the focus on her, but she got her launch on Bandstand.
Never liked the personality.
Yeah.
Adore the music.
Great music.
I think musically, she's made some great stuff.
And she's always been famous since she was 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She absolutely hated all the other crap around it. Just didn't like the whole Warren Beatty. Didn't like all the... I forgot about
the Warren Beatty era.
I still think Vogue from the era is probably the anthem of that particular
wonderful
time
song.
In music.
Ray of Light.
Great song.
Big fan.
Ray of Light really is great, brilliant. Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Borderline, also awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of old women, this lady is going viral on TikTok. It's an old woman, grandma, and they handed her a Roman candle and lit it. And they said, "Grandma, just hold it." And, you know, a Roman candle, it shoots a flaming ball out. And every time the ball goes out, this woman has the same reaction. I don't know why I was so drawn to this tape.
Ready?
Ready. What did I do?
Keep holding it like that.
Oh! 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 Man's arm!
Sounds like she's getting beaten.
She wants to be over.
That's awful.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's
now,
awful.
check that lady's pacemaker.
Now, Mike, you know that they make a clock that's smaller than a grandfather clock, and it's called
Can you play with that one more time?
Yes.
Just the first part. Because the sound, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. The sound that you hear the first time is the sound Carla made when she stepped on the snake. I swear to God. This is what Carla sounds like when she really gets scared.
Ready? What did I do?
Keep holding it like that.
Oh!
That's it.
All right. So, Mike, there is something smaller than a grandfather clock. It's called a grandmother clock.
Oh.
And, it's tall, but not as tall. And I was wondering if this lady had a grandmother clock, what might that sound like? Ah, top of the hour.
Oh, 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 oh.
My lord, awesome. We're going to hell.
So there's
did
that.
You do that yourself?
I did.
Wow, that's wonderful. That sounds great. I love that.
So this courtesy Oscar, Dana Perino from the Fox News Channel, she's an opinionated young lady, Mike. And when she's on the panel, she sometimes has a different opinion than she does when she's reading the news. But to turn your opinion this fast in 24 hours?
Short of the nuclear codes being written on these documents in a locked behind closed doors, I just really don't understand how a document could warrant this kind of warrant. The Washington Post reporting that the feds were looking for classified nuclear documents during their search of former President Trump's Florida home on Monday.
I love the fact that she has her panel voice and her news voice.
Play that again.
That didn't age such well.
That is
short
so
of the
incredible.
Nuclear codes being written on these documents in a locked behind closed doors, I just really don't understand how a document could warrant this kind of warrant. The Washington Post reporting that the feds were looking for classified nuclear documents during their search of former President
Can
Trump's Florida home.
Can she sound any softer with that?
No.
Classified nuclear documents, the kind that all presidents have.
Yeah.
You know, the angle, though, I don't know. I think perhaps irresponsibility, perhaps a reckless disregard for the intelligence community. I'm not really sure that... You know, he'd have these in the basement because he's getting ready to sell them to the highest bidder. That's funny, though, when I hear that, because I don't think it's all that
it's
true.
So dumb.
It is
it's
dumb.
So dumb.
But it's so
it's
up his
so
alley.
Dumb.
It's so
That's
up his alley.
It. That's it. That's it, though. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is dumb. And I do things because I'm dumb, and I think I'm smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely thinks he's smart. He thinks he's the smartest person in the room.
I think the problem is so many people want to create more evil when there's just plenty of, what would be the word I would use? Plenty of criminal incompetence.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You don't need the big conspiracy.
I think that there's, my gut is that there's a nefarious angle to this, but his handling of it is so dumb that you can't believe this man is so dumb.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got a history of handling things badly. Yeah. So,
and when you say nefarious, I say, maybe. I wouldn't shut the door on that. But you know what I think more when you talk about the dumb factor? I think and say, hey, how was your steak? Listen, would you like to come down to the basement and see something
special? I've got
special?
Things for you,
this
really
is,
great
this
things.
Is, Mike, in corporate America, when people leave jobs all the time,
right?
They don't realize that when you take documents, there's a digital footprint.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it just happens. Like, they'll take a game plan, and you'll be like, oh, I wonder why they downloaded that. And then you'll like, boop, boop, boop. You're like, hey, I see you've downloaded corporate documents.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
He probably thought that, like, there's no way these rubes at the archives have any context of what we have.
I printed it and hit delete.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, they could compromise some of our operatives overseas,
correct.
Mr. I don't care, you know. Yeah. That's no big deal.
Because I don't think he was building a burn book at home like the plastics.
Oh,
he
wait a second. I'm sorry, Oscar. We need a time check. It's 27 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think it was a stack of documents. This is my personal opinion.
Yeah.
That he could use how he wanted. For leverage.
look at your brother listening to you over there.
Well,
he doesn't care.
I love that he offered his opinion over the grandmother. I love
he doesn't care.
It's fine.
I care, Mike. I care desperately.
Sure you do.
As a matter of fact, I care this much that I'm going to ask you this question. How fast does your golf cart go?
Ooh.
If you had to estimate. Because you got a pretty good one. I know you had it.
18 to 20.
Would you like to guess how fast the world's fastest golf cart goes?
No, but I love this. What?
His name is Robbie Steen, and he currently holds the record, and he wants to break his own record. That's something I don't understand.
Mm. So dangerous if you get that thing over.
119 miles an hour.
Oh, that is so. To do that in a golf cart is so dangerous.
All right, let's hear Robbie, and I believe his son is on this too.
Realistically, everything happens so quick, you don't really have time to think
quickly
about it in the heat of the moment.
This one's capable on paper of a lot more than the other ones have been. But it's if it'll actually stay on the track.
Hold on, those are two separate guys.
Yeah, that's Robbie and his dad. It's Robbie
his dad and son.
Like
that.
Okay,
right,
let's have the son.
On paper of a lot more than the other ones have been, but it's if it'll actually stay on the track.
For the most part, there's some excitement too, and it's kind of like a mystery, even though we know what the cart's capable of. It's just kind of that thrill of watching it go down the track.
The amazing thing, Mike, is if you do get a golf cart that goes 119 miles an hour, you can shoot 18 holes in 20 minutes. And that's all I got.
Oh, that's it. We got to get out of here. Oh, my God. I was on one the other day, and a guy waxed me in his.
Oh, really?
I was so jealous.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So jealous. You know? Because you want to get back.
We can take the governor off.
It's electronic.
Yeah.
It's a chip.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's chipping. Nobody has chips anymore. There you go. Well, listen, I'm going to get back to drinking.
Of course.
I appreciate everybody coming along for a Tuesday broadcast.
Let's look for the text at about 5:30 when he starts sending his TikToks.
Where he's like, let's start the show now.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Anyway, we got to get out of here for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our man in Washington, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, Mike O'Mara, saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It's coming from the health sector. I just swallowed a bee.
Number one, this is disgusting.
Deckman, great memories with a nice deck.